This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. While one predicts the economic future at one's peril, it's not too risky a proposition to say that unemployment is probably going to go up as the Fed keeps raising interest rates to keep bringing down inflation. We should be clear, by the way, that unemployment where it is right now, 3.7%, even after 10 consecutive interest rate increases, is amazingly low. But the Fed is also predicting that the jobless rate is going to hit 4.5% by the end of next year. And weekly unemployment claims have been going up too. So if you think back early in the pandemic, when unemployment claims shot through the roof and state unemployment systems crumbled, you know where we're going, right? Nobody could get through on the phone, computer systems crashed, benefits went unpaid. It was not great. Since then, states and the feds have spent hundreds of millions of dollars to upgrade things. So Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman took a look at how that's going in New Jersey.
Like many other states, New Jersey's unemployment system is still playing catch-up from the tsunami of jobless claims during the pandemic. Its phone and computer systems are still stressed. And Neil Fisher has experienced that firsthand. He's an engineer with two kids who lives in South Jersey. And this time last year, his job running computers for a startup ended. So he applied for unemployment and waited.
I did call one time to see what was taking so long. I ended up not even being able to get in contact with anybody.
He did at least find out why.
They sent me an email saying that there's a lot of people waiting to get calls and the call center is backed up.
Fisher's claim was eventually approved, and before long he had a new job running computers for a bank. New Jersey, meanwhile, is continuing to modernize its UI system. But it isn't easy, says Marcy Chin at U.S. Digital Response, a nonprofit that's helping states. For one thing, many of them use old mainframe computers.
Systems have not been upgraded for literally decades. So a lot of them are very brittle, hard to update, very hard to respond quickly, especially during a crisis.
The feds have invested significant amounts, says Michelle Evermore, who coordinated those efforts in the Biden Labor Department.
So far, $500 million has gone out the door for fraud grants, equity grants, and for these groups of experts that figure out where the real bottlenecks for each state are.
Still, most states are not prepared for a significant spike in unemployment, says Steve Wandner at the National Academy of Social Insurance.
We're no better ready to deal with recession than we were with the Great Recession.
Wandner says even as states update their IT, some, including Iowa, Kentucky, and Texas, are erecting additional barriers.
Restrictive legislation that makes it more difficult to apply for and receive benefits, lower benefits for a shorter period of time.
Meanwhile, New Jersey is among states trying to make it easier for laid-off workers to apply.
In person, at local workforce offices, by telephone, or by computer.
New Jersey's also trying to simplify the bureaucratic process and make it easier to track.
Making the application easier to understand, changing terminology.
Jessica Rivera is an unemployment supervisor in New Jersey, and she's been working with U.S. Digital Response on new online tools to help Latino workers who are less likely to get benefits after applying. In focus groups, her team tries to figure out which Spanish words convey, for instance, that a worker is eligible for unemployment benefits because they were laid off for lack of work.
They say more like I was fired. They'll say me corrieron, me botaron, se terminó el trabajo. And because of not using the right term, that can delay your benefits.
New Jersey's also redesigning its forms and online apps. Earlier this year, former unemployment recipient Neil Fisher was part of a focus group that got to test drive a new jobless application for mobile phones.
The whole process was a lot quicker. The interface was easier to use.
At this point, states can't expect much more help from Congress. In the recent debt ceiling deal, lawmakers canceled $1 billion in funding they'd already approved for new UI technology and fraud prevention. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.